News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as preparations begin for Budget 2019 even, could we be set for cuts in taxes or will things stay the same? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, who's taking part in a National Economic Dialogue event which starts today. Minister, we've had the summer economic statement recently. You're happy the country is on a good footing, are you?
Well, the summer economic statement outlined that we have now approximately 2.2 million people at work in our country. Our national finances are broadly balanced. But of course, we've lots of challenges abroad and we continue to have big challenges here at home in relation to housing, in relation to how we improve our public services. So we are making progress. But we need to be conscious that we're in a changing world and use Budget 29 to make a difference at home and keep us safer from what's happening abroad.
You're staying with your position that you're determined to cut taxes for middle income earners, despite all the warnings from the various economic bodies about the economy overheating?
So what I will be doing is what I did in my last budget. I think it is unfair that somebody who's on an average wage is already on the higher rate of income tax, while in some ways we are a low tax economy in comparison to other economies. If you compare that particular issue, when people start paying the higher rate of income tax, Ireland is an outlier in terms of you pay the higher rate of income tax at a comparatively low level of income. I want to continue to change that. But I'm going to do that in a way that's affordable and that is incremental, because I do not want to add to any pressures within our economy or unravel the progress that we have made in stabilising and then bringing to balance our national finances.
Now, your job is a very delicate balancing act, to say the least. Are there areas here, Minister, in our economy that you would be still concerned about? Is there any aspect of our economy, put it this way, that keeps Pascal Donoghue awake at night?
I'll never be satisfied with where our economy stands when we have children not sure where their home is going to be in a few weeks' time. I'll never be satisfied with where our economy stands until we deliver the kind of progress that, for example, Simon Harris has talked about in terms of the future of healthcare. What I've said, and a few times I think on your show, Paul, is that we may well have a recovering economy, but that's not the same thing as a healed society. Mm. And while the journey to making progress in those things perhaps may never end, I want us to continue to improve on where we are.
Okay, well, let's move on to one other subject I have to ask you about this morning, Minister. Yesterday's conviction of Michael Lowry, I put it to you, the proposition that the government is now dependent on a politician who has been found guilty of serious criminal breaches of the tax code.
We have no agreement with, no written agreement with Deputy Lowry in relation to our budget. What Deputy Lowry has said is that he will support three budgets in the interest of the stability of the country, and that's purely the basis upon which we work with him.
But there is, like, we haven't come down the last shower, there is an informal arrangement in existence for years which has secured Lowry's support for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. You're all in a lot of the cynics, like Breed Smith, would say, well, you're all in this together, and that's why nobody's shouting for his head at the moment.
I'm not in this together. I'm really clear that any form of tax evasion is a very, very serious crime. Anybody who's found guilty of that has to go in front of our courts, has to be dealt with. That is what happened with Deputy Lowry yesterday. And the matter has been dealt with by the courts, and it's an issue that I take very seriously. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay what you're legally obliged to pay. And if that does not happen, you can expect the Revenue Commissioner, the guards, to treat that with the seriousness that they should.
And very finally, Minister, does that suggest then that in the event that you may require or need his support, that you will not seek his support when it comes to forming another government?
I have to seek the support of everybody who is in the Dáil in terms of passing the next budget. I think your question went on to ask me about, you know, the next government, I think you asked, Paul. We have an arrangement in place for three budgets. I'm focused on making sure this government works as opposed to thinking about the next one. But to reiterate, any crime that involves you not paying your taxes, I take very, very seriously. And obviously, our courts and all involved in looking after our tax system do too.
Okay, we leave it there. Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us this morning.